Well, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, the deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a CNN poll, fake news network. You got MSNBC, CNN, ABC, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post. They're all part of the same Democrat propagandists. They're all Team Democrat. Even though we have a First Amendment right, even though they can all act independently, even though that they could have a different opinion, they choose not to. Because they are more than happy to let Democrats do whatever they want and attempt to have Democrats win. It's something our founding fathers could have ever thought possible when they gave our news networks the ability to be free, because they understood how dangerous it was to have the only way to get news is if they're on one side of the aisle, what that does to the free people. There's no way for them to gain information anymore. But fortunately, we live in a time where that social media has risen up, and someone like Elon Musk has finally broken the monopoly. He's finally delivered something like X, where we can speak our minds, and then places like Rumble and some other places where the other side of the aisle, the conservatives, can actually get information out. And it's getting so bad now that even CNN is in panic, because their own polls are showing that people don't agree with Biden or how much propaganda they throw for him or how much they try to turn the other cheek with how bad the economy is doing. You just ask yourself, how much are your groceries now? How much are your gas prices now? How much are mortgage rates for those that are trying to buy a home? How about everything in your life? Is there anything that's better now for you than it was 4 years ago? Well, of course, unless you're an illegal immigrant. If you're an illegal alien, then everything's great, I'm sure. I mean, you come across this border illegally, they give you free housing, free food, free health care, but none of it's actually free. We, the people, pay for it. You and I, the people who work in this country and pay taxes. See, when the Congress, when they say something's free, it doesn't actually mean free, because somebody has to pay for it, so it's you. They just redistribute your money. You're forced to give them your tax dollars, and then they decide how to spend it, which is exactly what they're doing against the American people. And they're getting fed up. They're getting mad and angry, and I can see why. These polls don't surprise me at all. And we're living at a time where a Democrat is in power. There's a Democrat president, and even the propagandists over the fake news networks, the drive-bys, they can't do anything to help Biden out. He just gets in his own way repeatedly. The economy is in the tanks. The second issue in the United States right now is illegal immigration. It's always economy, 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 100% of the time. That's always the main issue. And Biden is in deep trouble there. And as we're going to get through the CNN Politics article here in a moment, this is bad shape for Biden, and all he can do is lie, directly bald-faced lie to the American people and hope that the drive-bys won't point out what he's doing, because they all hate Trump together. And no, when you look at inflation alone, And we were warned and told over and over again what would happen if you kept printing money. What would happen if you kept printing trillions of dollars out of thin air? Yet Biden did it anyways. They're more than happy to just wave their Ukraine flags and raise their Palestine flags. No American flags. Not our country. What does our country get? Do they secure our border? They're more than happy to send another $60 billion over to Ukraine to defend their border. But Democrats, they threw a fit when Donald Trump wanted $5 billion to build a wall. That's the state of our politics today. That is where we're at, where our own government is more than happy to crumble our own society and yet just send billions of dollars overseas with no accountability, no audits, no way to know where the money's going or who it's going to or what it's going for. It just poofs, gone. And you, the taxpayers, pay for it. And then the Democrats and the propagandists of fake news, they can't understand why they're tanking all these polls. And when they look at this, they're taking Donald Trump and they're trying to destroy him with hoax after hoax. We had Russia. We had the Steele dossier. Now they're trying to bring up civil cases on Stormy Daniels and on hush money cases and civil and criminal cases. And a woman that claims that she was raped by Trump, but she can't remember the date, the year, the clothes she's wearing, nothing. And so then that's worth $90 million because he says he's innocent. This is absolute insanity that we're seeing the Department of Justice and our DAs and prosecutors and these leftist judges who are all supposed to be center. They're not supposed to take side. America is supposed to have blind justice. Well, that's not what we have at all. What we're seeing, Donald Trump has exposed all of this. Donald Trump is just exposing how radical the left is. And this is something that's great for America. This, like Ronald Reagan, what he said was right. That freedom, our way of life, is not passed in the bloodstream from generation to generation. If we don't fight for it, we lose it. We must fight for our rights or we lose them. And I mean legally and patriotically, not like the left does with Antifa and BLM, where they deal billions of dollars of damage and they assaulted police. I mean, just imagine the conservatives had done that. The mainstream media would be losing their minds. I mean, conservatives just walk through the Capitol building peacefully, a vast majority of them. And they want to throw them in the D.C. gulags for decades. Yet these leftist radicals, these insane, just communists. I mean, that's what they are. They're Marxist communists are now trying to take over colleges. Have you seen this? They're right now, they got a deadline, at least Columbia, to leave by 2 p.m. Eastern, and they are refusing. And now even the faculty is saying they're not going to obey the law or obey the rules. And they're starting to make a human wall. This is absolutely insane. This is a communist revolution happening right before our eyes. And the left is perfectly fine with this. The left is perfectly happy with this. This is what the left wants. That the left can do anything they want, but if the right does or says anything, then they immediately sick the DOJ or some leftist judge or a socialist-backed DA on them. And then they wonder why they're losing with the popular vote. They're wondering why they're losing these polls. I mean, when's the last time you saw a sitting Democrat doing this badly? It's never. It's never happened before. And these are even with the left, whose poll, we always talk about these polls to take them with a grain of salt. Because you just don't, they're hard to trust. They're typically sampled. They'll go into like these heavily left areas or they'll ask loaded questions. They somehow came up with Joe Biden 2020 winning Wisconsin by 17 points. And so we always take these polls with a grain of salt. But they're all we have to go on. So this is what we do. And you would expect, just from the way in the past and how things work, that the Democrats would dominate these polls because a Democrat is in power. But that's not what's happening at all. We have a poll here, interactive polls, from CNN and SSRS. Trump is up 49% to 43% by plus 6 points. This is the largest lead in CNN poll history. with a sitting Democrat, the Republican, who is being indicted over and over and over again, is winning because people are seeing this for what it is. They're seeing just another hoax, and they're seeing the left weaponize the justice system against their political opponents. This is what a Marxist revolution looks like. We're seeing the left try to do it right now in real time. And we must fight back. We must win, or we lose this country forever. If the United States falls to communism, there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else that enjoys our freedoms or enjoys our way of life. There's nowhere else where you can speak your mind. There's nowhere else where you can have the right to bear arms like we do. There's nowhere else in the world where you're supposed to have the protections of illegal searches and seizures like you have in the United States right now. This is the greatest nation the world has ever known. There has never been a better time to be alive than right now. And the left hates it because the left hates you. The left hates your rights. The left wants power. And to gain power, they need to create a communist Marxist revolution. Do not doubt me on this for 1 second. That is exactly what the left is trying to do here. And always, these Marxist revolutions, these communist revolts, they always start in liberal universities and then go out. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And so what's going to happen at Columbia? I don't know. We'll probably have a pretty good idea by the time this is finished recording. A better idea. But people are also starting to realize this. And this is fascinating in the poll. I don't know if any of you have seen this. But with a 49-43, that was just Trump and Biden. Now let's add in RFK, Kennedy Jr. And what happens, usually when you add in a third party, usually libertarian, they normally take from the conservative side. But here they're not as much as they're taking from Biden. So then Trump's still up by 42%. So he's up now plus 9 with RFK Jr. instead of being up plus 6 if it's just him and Biden. Biden drops down to 33%. So Biden loses 10 percentage points with RFK Jr. No wonder the Democrats are trying to keep him off the ballot. No wonder why the DNC is doing everything in their power. And no wonder why his own family is trying to call him out, because they know this hurts Biden, who is already in bad shape with a terrible economy and massive inflation and illegal immigration. The only thing Biden has to run on is hating Trump. But it's not working, as these polls show. Electoral College at 270, which is what's needed to win right now, Trump has 312, and he wins virtually every single swing state. And this, well, I don't think, doesn't include New York. And people are always shocked when I say this, because New York has been so deep blue. But it's changing there. I think out of all the deep blue states, New York is the most flippable state out of all of them. It's not considered a swing state, obviously, because it's been blue for so long, just like Washington, Oregon, California, basically the coasts. But I think New York is very flippable. Now, will Donald Trump actually win it? I don't know. It's probably not going to happen. But it's going to be, at the very least, I think, a lot closer than people realize. And he could win it. It could happen. It's possible. And his trial is happening in New York, and you see just crowds and crowds and crowds chanting for him. Donald Trump is becoming more and more the people's president as Biden becomes more and more the establishment. You look at like the White House press meeting this weekend, and Joe Biden tries to tell a joke, which is just awful, but he's trying to say how Trump is facing stormy weather. Ha 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 ha. You get that? Because of Stormy Daniel and this fake hush money case. And so Stormy Daniel and bad weather. And so it's stormy weather. Ha ha ha. Good one, Joe. Good one. Did you think of that one up on yourself? Did you have to read it off the teleprompter? I wonder. It's just terrible. No wonder he's flopping all these polls. They go on to do the individual polls. Wisconsin, Trump is up 49 to 47. So he's up 1.8 percentage points, which would be pretty normal for Wisconsin. But this is with a sitting Democrat. And you remember, we talked about earlier in 2020, when these polls, they had Biden up by 17 points. Insane. Here in Pennsylvania, Trump is up by 0.6 percentage points. In Arizona, he's up by 5 points. Michigan, 1.3 points. Nevada, 4.8. Georgia, he is up by 4 points. North Carolina, 5.4 points. And then they have him in the Electoral College, we said, up 86 points. Trump is dominating. And the Democrats are freaking out because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to stop this. Their plan was to keep Trump in court. And Biden wants Trump in prison before the general election. And unfortunately, he's facing a case in New York, which it could happen. This case never should have been brought. But they're hoping they have a very deep leftist judge and a Soros-backed DA and a deep blue Democrat jury pool. It very well could happen. And there's no way this stands up on appeal. Donald Trump has right now going on with all of the election interference and the Supreme Court about presidential immunity. What's going to happen? Again, we just have to wait and see. But this case never should have been brought. And yet it was. And it's being brought because Trump is running for president. Does anybody doubt this? Does anybody think that if Trump was not running for president, that all these cases are being brought up in an election year? I mean, Trump is a multi-billionaire. He is wealthy beyond means. He could be sitting on a beach somewhere, enjoying the great life, drinking whatever he wants to drink, eating whatever he wants to eat, doing whatever he wants, because he has unspendable wealth. But rather than do that, rather than live the great life, he is fighting for us. He is standing up to the establishment. He is standing up to the Democrats. He is standing up to the Rhino Republicans. He is standing up to the Uniparty for us. Make no mistake that they're not going after Donald Trump. They're going after you. Congress is trying to say that we don't represent you anymore, that we get to do whatever we want. You just pay your taxes. You shut up or we will destroy your life. But Donald Trump drew a line in the sand and said no. And they're trying to take him out for that reason. And with that, we're going to run out of this segment. Let me know your comments below. And most importantly, share a conservative message with your friends and help us spread an American First message. I'm your host, Cash Lauren. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and we'll see you in the next episode. God bless the USA.